Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful how this deep normality settles down over me.
With Graham dead, races are on for both temporary and permanent Senate successors. The man that came in second place with him, Mark Lentz, joins us in the next segment. Then in studio, Nick Shirley is here down in our interview studio. He will be with us in 30 minutes. The guy is absolutely on fire. I've got so many clips of the incredible journalism. He's broken probably 50 or more. I'll ask him. I was reviewing it last night, this morning. At least 50 giant stories since he blew the Somali fraud wide open. It's insane. This guy is an example to everybody. But they literally have the Stop Nick Shirley Act they're trying to pass in California, that if you expose fraud and corruption, you go to jail as a journalist. That is the level of corruption we're dealing with. And in just the last week, five or six, it's probably more, I can't keep track of it all. I bet he can't. Other huge frauds he's discovered. I mean, just massive scams of every type, just like you saw with the Somalis, but even more. And he's going up against serious mafias. So I'm very excited that he took time out to come into studio with us. And then he's going to go jump on an airplane. Very busy guy. So he'll be with us for an hour, and then he'll run to the airport so he can get on to his next mission. But I want to just play him confronting the authors of the Anti-Investigative Journalist Act in the Communist Republic of California. Then we'll go to break and come back with Mark Lynch on the incredible developments with Lindsey Graham. Stay with us.
This will blow your mind. I'm standing outside of Churla. Churla here has received over $80 million from the government. And if they pass the Stop Nick Shirley Act, AB 2624, it would then be illegal for me to be making this video right now, as they could then give me a piece of paper saying, hey, you cannot post this video. And then if I did post that video, they give me a $4,000 fine. And they actually just got proposed to receive another $5 million here inside the state of California. The bill itself says a person, business, or association shall not publicly post or publicly display, disclose, or distribute on the internet the personal information or image of a designated immigration support service provider, employee, or volunteer if that individual has made a written demand of that person, business, or association to not disclose the personal information or image. A demand made under this paragraph shall be effective for 4 years. So quite literally, if I publish this information, show that they've received over $80 million, they provide services to legal and illegal migrants here inside of the United States with your tax dollars, they give me a piece of paper, I cannot publish that video. And if I do, they will then give me a $4,000 fine I might have to potentially face if that information becomes public on social media. This company right here, Churla, is a nonprofit, and they are actually the co-sponsor of the Stop Nick Shirley Act, AB 2624. So this is just some of the corruption we have here in California. Literally, if I were to then publish this video, it would be illegal for me. If you want to support my work, go ahead and get one of these new hoodies that we just released for America's 250th. They're actually pretty sweet, so go ahead and use it in the link down below. Now, let's go see what's inside. And actually, right now, they do receive money from taxpayers, and it is an NGO, nonprofit, that receives money from the government, yet no public entry is available. A little weird. Let's see if somebody will come out. Hello! There is somebody here at the door. We're trying to get somebody to welcome us in, because we don't want to break the law that they already put. Hello, sir. Hello, ma'am. And remember, if the Stop Nick Shirley Act passes and they claim unreasonable fear or say that's harassment, that would then make somebody like me have to pay a $4,000 fine potentially. Looks like they're locking up right now. Excuse me, sir. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Hello? Sir, come on, please. They're running away right now. Two people have ran away so far. I'm not even inside the building, yet they're running away. Hola, Dolos.
He also confronted the legislators. We have that video. And this happened about a month ago. We got all the new stuff coming up that he discovered in New York and sent shockwaves across the country. But that's in 30 minutes. Right now, the latest on Lindsey Graham and what's going to happen with that election. And I'll ask him a lot of other questions straight ahead with Mark Lynch. Stay with us. Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead. You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of theoutlookshipstore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at theoutlookshipstore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, this is just in, breaking on Fox right now. As we speak, the governor is set to announce the interim replacement for Lindsey Graham at 4 p.m. Eastern today in South Carolina. With Graham dead, races are on for both temporary and permanent Senate successors. A scramble for power has already begun after Lindsey Graham's death. Was Lindsey Graham poisoned? Why Iran and Russia are at the center of conspiracy theories? Lindsey Graham likely died of aorta tear, medical examiner says. Trump shares details from phone call with Lindsey Graham just moments before he died suddenly. Trump says he has a preferred successor in mind for Lindsey Graham's Senate seat. Won't name candidate yet. Well, I bet we're about to find out, or will the governor do what Trump wants? Now they're saying McConnell released a photo and statement of a hospitalization health mystery. It's totally fake, but now they're saying they didn't release it. We're going to be getting to that coming up a little bit later. But why did President Trump work with Graham when he hated him so much? Well, he's now buddies with Michael Cohen again. Bizarre behavior. Joining us for just this one segment, and I appreciate him doing it, is Mark Lynch, a Greenville, South Carolina businessman and president of the Jeff Lynch Appliance Center. He was Lindsey Graham's top Republican challenger this year for the U.S. Senate primary and came close to forcing a runoff. LynchForSenate.com, Mark Lynch, SC for South Carolina on X. So, Mark, thank you for joining us. I know you've got a lot of sources. You're there, obviously with the Republican Party system. What is your take on Lindsey's sudden death and what's unfolding, and do you have any idea about who they're about to replace him with? And then give us the details on when the special election you believe will be coming up. And then the big question, will you be running for that special election, Mark Lynch?
Yes, Alex, thank you so much for having me on. We love InfoWars. I saw the news at about 3 o'clock Sunday morning. We had a German Shepherd that we had to put to sleep today. She's been real bad off. And I got up at 3 a.m. to check on her, and I looked at my phone, got a glass of water, and saw the news releases hitting everywhere, and I thought, this must be fake news. This can't be happening, but I confirmed it and vetted it and saw it everywhere, and it's a tragic thing, and I just can't believe how fast we started getting calls and texts and emails about, are you running again? You know, we saw this other information about other candidates announcing they were going to run, and these are the people we want to run. And it went really fast. And from 3 a.m. on, and then I found out some things about 10 o'clock, and our campaign team spoke a little bit about it. Then we went to church and got back together around 4 that afternoon on Sunday and started talking, and we prayed about it and thought about it. You know, we started this race. God put this race on. He's the owner of our campaign, It's the only way we'll get America back great again is bringing God back in his rightful position of first place. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord in Psalm 33. And we started this over 2 years ago. We were blessed. We were prayed over and we jumped in. And so this is a continuance of that race with the obligation we owe to the loyal voters and the donors and the prayer warriors out there that have been praying a year and a half while we ran this campaign. And God led this charge and we busted through the walls of Lindsey Graham and ended up with 29%. And nobody's ever done that. And so we've been asked to keep going and we are. So we're not just now jumping in the race and we're, listen, we've prayed for the Graham family. It's a tragedy that his sudden death happened. There's a lot of conversation about that. And so we place that family in God's hands for comfort as we all get over this tragic loss to their family, to America, and to South Carolina. I'll tell you, just running a campaign is a huge sacrifice. Serving like he's done over 30 years is a major sacrifice of his life in serving Americans and South Carolinians. And so my hat goes off to him for all the work he did and his willingness to serve. So we are announcing, we've announced earlier today, we're running. Our constituents, our voters, our support people, our campaign people have all prayed and we're ready to go. And this is our mission focus. It's always been the focus. It's not another seat to go try to run for like a lot of career politicians are showing us jumping into this race all of a sudden. We're focused on this one race, and we have been from the beginning, to bring a true conservative Republican back to the U.S. Senate seat for South Carolina's voice in D.C.
I don't like to speak ill of the dead, and I Sunday morning just simply said that the guy's drug us into a bunch of wars. He believes in Israel first. He said, I don't really only care about Israel. He famously, during a hurricane, in fact, I had that clip yesterday on the list, guys, dig that out. He said, I'm not worried about this hurricane. I'm worried about Israel on Fox News when we had hundreds of dead across the country, mass flooding, millions out of their homes. FEMA caught saying we're not going to help conservatives or MAGA or white people. And they actually got caught on video in their Zoom meeting saying it. And then we'll play the clip in a moment. There's Lindsey Graham saying that. People said, don't speak ill of the dead. I'm not going to sit back and let them rewrite history about this guy. I'm not glad he's dead. But at the same time, we have to, in my view, repudiate what he stood for. And I'm really hoping that the governor doesn't put in an interim neocon or somebody. Do you have any idea who that might be, Mr. Lynch?
We heard today from a reliable source that President Trump wants to appoint Lindsey's sister as the interim U.S. senator.
I don't know much about her. What's her name? We'll pull it up.
I don't know. So we've heard that. I don't know if it's true or not. But
Darlene. Darlene. I guess she's married, so unlike him. So Darlene something. All right. Well, that's weird.
Yeah. And so we go till next Tuesday week, the second Tuesday after something like this happens, and the election law opens up our primary in our state. And so we have a week to file, I believe it is. And then there's 2 weeks for the campaign, and then the election, the primary election will be held August the 11th on a Tuesday. So it's a real quick, get in and get going and just a few days to make it all happen. And so we're asking all the people, and I want to thank all our voters again, all the people that prayed for us and the donors and our campaign team and the volunteers. It was incredible. We put a massive effort forward for like 16 months and spent a lot of money. And we got a lot of money donated and we spent that and we're making a continuous effort to continue on and finish.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. You came in second place despite all the demonization and all the big money and the foreign money. So that puts you really in a prime pole position going into this special election to win. What is the timeline for the special election and what do we do to make sure that you end up being the new U.S. Senator from South Carolina, the junior senator from South Carolina?
Yeah, well, we're asking for Donald Trump's endorsement. We're asking for McMaster to endorse us and Tim Scott and the Republican Party to come forward. And, you know, that would make the most logical sense. I'm the second guy. I lost to Lindsey by a little bit. And I think our results were even better than it showed. But we're still in it. And we're a true conservative campaign. I'm here to be America first and support God-fearing policies and support the Constitution and get rid of all this nonsense stuff we're doing. Like, we can't get a SAVE Act passed. That's crazy. We're still fighting with illegal immigrants in this country. We've got to get them deported. We've got to fund ICE and our military and our first responders everywhere that are doing such a great job. We have to end transgender mutilation surgeries of our children. You know, we have to ban the sale of our land to China and stop all these data centers and everything that's coming up and the solar farms that's taking our land and destroying it. And we're losing our country. It's a pivotal point, Alex. You know that. That's why you have your show. We've got to have people that are real, that'll fight for America and focus on America first.
We absolutely do. Her name is Darlene. Her name is Darlene Graham Norden. Just to interrupt, I apologize. Here's a clip of Graham when that horrible hurricane hit South Carolina and other areas, saying he's not really worried about that. He didn't want to hear about that. He's worried about Israel. And again, if you were the senator at the time or the senator in the future, and your towns and cities and hundreds of thousands were homeless and dozens dead, what would you say if someone was asking you about the hurricane? Would you say that you don't care about that? You're only worried about Israel. Here's the clip.
Elon Musk, God bless you. But look, you know, I've been going all over South Carolina like most people. I hadn't slept much. But look what's going on in Israel. Our friends in Israel are surrounded by people that want to kill them, destroy them, a second Holocaust in the making. And Biden says, be proportional. What is the proportional response to people who want to kill you and your family? God. They're running out of ammunition in Israel. We have to help our friends to keep the war over there from coming here.
And, of course, the whole interview, he goes on about the hurricane and won't talk about the hurricane because he's got to let you know, Israel, Israel, Israel. And I don't have a hard-on for Israel. I'm not anti-Israel, but they now have the Defense Authorization Act to merge with our military, to co-own our weapons. And I'm just outraged by that. What is your policy on Israel as the candidate, the leading candidate, to replace Lindsey Graham right now, who came in second place in the recent election just a few weeks ago? How would you handle Israel?
My policy, again, being America first, and that's our mission focus, it means I work for America and for South Carolinians. And Israel doesn't, you know, maybe did pay Lindsey, I don't know. But if I get in, I'm going to be working for America. That is my oath of office, to defend and support America and the America Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and defend against foreign or domestic enemies. And if we have hurricane victims here, That's the family, the people that voted for us, that pay our salary as a U.S. senator. How can we go around them, step over them, and deflect the answer to that question and start talking about Israel right away? I mean, that shows me that's a conflicted interest, and that doesn't work. America's tired of that. That's why I put my name in the hat almost 2 years ago and decided we would run and started praying about this and getting this campaign team together. And America is tired of that. They want the money, the focus, the laws, everything, common sense, integrity, honor, courage to come back and have candidates in office that support their voice and their interest. Our homeland, we have to defend it. And we have terrorist cells all over the place. We have 22 million plus illegal immigrants in this country. And we're still having problems with the SAVE Act and all the common sense things we're doing, trying to run our country. We have to get back to America. We're losing everything in this country and people are fed up with it. And so am I. And that's why I'm committed to take this on and keep going and finish the promises we started to the people of America and South Carolina. We're in this to win it and make a big difference and bring back America first
and
on everything we do.
Is the website lynchforsenate.com still?
Yes, yes.
I want to tell a short story here and get your take on it in the time we have left, but it's a very important story. being 52 years old, and I'm still young, but I know how much knowledge I've gained living and seeing how God works and how God works in mysterious ways, is a Garth Brooks song where he says, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. So many times in my life, I just trust God, pray about it, do what the Spirit tells me, the gut, it's really the Spirit. And then the way my mind thought it might work out doesn't work out hardly ever, but it works out even better. It just may take longer. There you are, even though you were, you know, not in debt, successful business, going and getting, I think you said, a $5 million loan on top of all your money you put in, putting everything into it. And I noticed when you lost, I think it was obvious chicanery going on, because he's so establishment, you weren't nasty about it. You said, God told me to do it, and I feel great, and we got some issues out there, and we're positioned into the future. And then, boom, what, 3 weeks later, he's dead, and you are prime position now, if people see that, and that's God working in mysterious ways. And that's why a lot of people pray for something or they want something. Well, God knows how that's going to affect things down the road. If it's not good for you and good for others, then you're not going to get that prayer. But if you're in alignment with what God's telling you to do, you're not going to be able to understand the mysteries of how God works, but you're going to get to see it work out. And every bad thing the enemy's done to us, if I just trust God, I'm not claiming I'm like Job. I haven't gone through what he went through, but let's just say maybe 5% of it. Just to trust God and to love God, and then I get to see God work in those mysterious ways. So what was it like when you fought so hard and then, you know, lost to Graham? The poll showed you way closer than what magically happened that day, but, you know, still you were overall in second place, which is a big deal with all the money he spent and the media ignoring you. What did it feel like? What did God tell you? What was in your mind, in your spirit?
Yeah, we saw all hell come up against us, Alex, with over $50 million spent on us to keep us from getting in. It was the nastiest race that we've ever seen in the country, is what a lot of people have told me. And when it didn't happen and it didn't go to a runoff, we felt like there was definitely some election integrity issues with the voting algorithms. We have a guy analyzing that. But I guess, you know, what are we going to do about it? We can't sit around and mope. And there was a day or two of numbness and just in shock and awe about how it turned out, really, compared to the polling and everything. And then we slowly met again. The campaign team met a couple more times, and we went through kind of counseling with each other and hugging each other and thanking each other. And it's like, well, I guess we gave it our all. And then we were kind of back to normal. Saturday afternoon, my wife and I were doing some stuff around the house and having lunch and having a good afternoon. And then Sunday morning, this comes up and I wake her up at like 7. I said, guess what? Lindsay's passed. And she's like, no way. And so that was a numbing thing again, because like, what do we do? You know, and then we went into praying for Lindsay and the family. We went to church and everybody's, all the gracious people and the people, the prayer warriors and everybody that supported our campaign came back and said, we need you. Please, please run again. And it's overwhelming. It's a lot of work. And we just had kind of started recovering from all that. And it's not something I prayed about. I hope something will happen where we can get in. I've accepted it. And, but yeah, this did happen, and it's been a turn of events that's been overwhelming. And, it's not something I wake up every day and say, man, I hope I can run for office again. That was kind of it. We made our run, and we were happy to get back to the grandchildren and to business, and everybody welcomed us back.
Working. Yeah, you did your duty, but thought you'd done it, and now, oh, sorry, this is really an overtime game. Now you've gone into overtime.
Right. So, I've got to be loyal to my constituents and the people that supported us. We can't bail now. If God is opening this window for us, we're accepting it. And we prayed about that. God, this is your will. Make it clear. And all the prayers and everything that started coming in is clear. And
well, I'm sure it clicked for you. When did it click that, wow, God knew what was going to happen and already had positioned you for this? And now that puts you in the prime position. But here's an example. I know Trump's busy and he does some things I don't like, but, you know, so when we're critical of him, we're not for the Democrats. We're not in a cult. But he hasn't even endorsed or helped Mike Lindell, who is 20 points ahead in the Republican polls, a couple points behind, in the race there to win in the general race. And if Trump got behind him, he'd win. And you're the populist candidate. You've been a conservative and involved in everything for 30, 40 years. Trump needs to endorse you and not some neocon. And I am tired of this. I am tired of him going along with his enemies. He has endorsed some good people like Paxton over Cornyn, who's now still blocking the Save America Act. But so Trump's spotty on this. And I know people like Roger Stone tear their hair out, you know, when he does this, but the public needs to put pressure on the Republicans and on Trump to get behind you, and you'll win, and you'll make an excellent senator. So what do you say to President Trump?
Hey, I still love Trump. He's the president. I can't imagine the pressure he's under and the persecution and the sacrifice he and his family have made over these two terms he's been in. He won that middle term, too, that he lost with his election being stolen. So I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's the president, and I don't hold a grudge against him. I support him. He's the president God has appointed, because he appoints everybody in position and remove those that he wants to remove. And so President Trump is still in. So we've got to pray for him. He still does a great job. I know that when we meet, he'll like me. And
I 100% agree that everyone should pray for the Spirit to put you in front of Trump, and for Trump to endorse you, because you're a great man. I followed you for years. Mark Lynch, Mark Lynch, SC on X, lynchforsenate.com. Thanks for giving us this interview, and we'll talk to you soon, and God bless you. But time's running out here.
Thank you. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. All right, I'm going to go out of the news studio down into the interview studio, and Nick Shirley's here. Can't wait to talk to him and all the incredible things he's doing. What an example he is to everybody else of what you can do. Now, before we go to break, I'm going to hire more hosts, more crew, more reporters. We'll be bigger than InfoWars ever was at the Alex Jones Network. But I need support. And our main sponsor is Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. The very best water filtration, shower filters, highest rated the studies and tester right there at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere for anything comparable. The very best supplements, the best bovine colostrum, the best methylene blue. Today, the buy one, get one free ends tonight. For the methylene blue capsules, we have the fundraiser 250th anniversary coin with the American flag and the bald eagle, America's 250. On the other side, the Jerusalem cross from 1776. It is a nice coin, pure silver, minted in Missouri. And we've already sold out as of this morning, 70% of them roughly. It's like 71% of them. So a third of these are left or less. Get yours now. It funds the operation. It's a memento. When these 5,000 are gone, there's like less than 2,000 left, they're gone, and that's it. And all of our collectible coins, this is the ninth we put out in the last 6 years. You look at them being sold online, they sell for two or three times that. But I don't sell it as an investment. I sell it as your investment in liberty and freedom and the truth. So this is your chance to get it. And I want to thank all those of you that did get it, thealexjonesstore.com. But, I mean, here's an example. It retails at $117.76. But it's discounted out of $99 for everybody, so we make $33 on it, $34. But if you're a VIP, it's $69. We break even, folks. That's how good it is to be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. It's $30 a month, $40 you get to spend in the store, special offers and sales, extra sales and everything. And there's so many other great products, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. To spread the word and are exciting and fun to wear. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Nick Shirley, straight ahead. Stay with us. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it, and we sell it for a little bit less than it sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up at 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and is good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the grape gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com. For the species as our forebears did, building, competing, striving, trailblazing. The maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible, game-changing, over-the-horizon information. To share the live feeds now at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live, and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. my power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones!
Whoa! Alex!
We love you, Alex!
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more!
Hey, Libtard! Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
You, Alex! Suck my dick!
What a bunch of garbage. Liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control. The CEO job of Slavery Incorporated!
Uh-oh! Antifa speed bump. Move!
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to break down the new world.
That's what you should want! AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind. Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Now, all these major news organizations with hundreds, if not thousands, of resources as far as reporters, investigative reporters. And here you are, a guy with a cell phone, basically, a citizen journalist that has done what you have done in Minnesota, now obviously New York, other states, and even in California, there is legislation to prevent you from doing investigative journalism. It truly is remarkable. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is that way back when I was in high school, that's when I first got into broadcasting, WCPTV, Community Access. I was 16 years old. Here you are in your early 20s, making a difference that no news organization has made in some time. What made you want to get into this? What was the inspiration?
Well, I just started seeing what's happening in our country, from the border to the fentanyl crisis to the election, and then I eventually got caught wind of the fraud. And so I've been seeing what's been happening in the country, and I was wondering, like, why aren't people reporting on this? It's not even right or left. It's what's wrong and what's right. And obviously what's happening was wrong. Our money was being defrauded by Somali leering centers, and then you have these other adult daycares that are taking our money. People were getting trafficked at the border, and yet nobody wanted to cover that. And so I was just trying to report on what I saw, and it was never right or left. It was just like, this is what's actually happening, and people obviously like it because I'm not trying to paint any narrative when I go out and do these videos.
Nick,
movie stars or just average politicians, I could really care less. But when it's somebody that's a trailblazer fighting tyranny, having huge success in moving the needle against corruption, I get excited. also get excited around scientists and inventors and people that have, you know, developed and done incredible things, or, you know, folks that have been able to climb Mount Everest. You know, they got prosthetic legs. I mean, it's stuff like that that really impresses me. The engineers at SpaceX, with, you know, how they've innovated more than, you know, anybody's done in decades and decades. That is the things that I really admire. And people that have gone through death threats and attacks and demonization, and so many people that are jealous as well. Nick Shirley, who's only been doing this, what, 4 or 5 years? He can correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember interviewing him or covering his stuff a long time ago. Has since high school been right out of high school exposing stuff locally and then nationally, the Somali fraud, the massive fraud in California, New York. I mean, I was trying to count up this morning, just looking on his YouTube page and his X account. He's got more than 50 huge stories. He can correct me if I'm wrong. He's the expert on Nick Shirley. Going to Cuba, exposing all of that. I mean, it just goes on and on. Talk about hitting on all cylinders. And then spurring thousands of other citizen journalists to go out and expose massive fraud as well. That's a chain reaction. That's triggering a revolution, a peaceful revolution. So Nick Shirley, at Nick Shirley on X, so great to have you here while you're in Austin. I know you're about to go on another mission you told me about, but not going to give details. A new massive fraud you're about to expose. So most people know who you are, but you might want to recap that. And then do you have a ballpark how much fraud you've identified? And then how many, I know it's been thousands of people have gone out and imitated what you've done, which is the most sincere form of flattery is imitation. And then kind of chronicle just some of the latest stuff. You're breaking stuff 4 or 5 times a week, what you've now discovered going on in California. We've got clip coming up here. Nick Shirley uncovers an adult daycare
in New York.
In New York, 7,000 phantom members. And we're talking about tens of millions of dollars. And you confront the people. You've got Dr. Oz with you and so many other things. So we'll go to some of these clips, but it might be important because I follow what you do almost every day, but even I miss some stuff. Just recap what you do, why you did it, and maybe give us a quick snapshot of some of the incredible stuff you've been able to do with your team.
Yeah, so what I do is I simply go out and show people what's going on from the source. I don't sit behind a desk all day. I don't talk to people who are talking about actually trying to think they're going to do something, but they actually don't go and do it. I just go to the source. I feel like that's been something that's been left out in the media for a long time.
And what got you into it? It's important to recap that. How did you start?
Yeah, so I started seeing what was happening in the country, especially with like the mass immigration. I was just living in Chile for 2 years, and I started seeing all these people come in from Venezuela. And I started wondering, why are all these people moving out of their country into Chile? And then when I came back to the United States, people were coming to the southern border. And I said, well, that was happening down there. This is happening here. What's going on? And so I started going down to the border and investigating what was actually happening. And when I first started doing it, it's interesting because I initially did it showing people like what was happening on the side of the migrant side. And I had no idea there's all this corruption. And so I started covering it. And then I started to learn that literally hundreds of millions of dollars were being spent on the migrant crisis. Little children were being trafficked. And then in New York City, they're housing them in 5-star hotels for 7 months at a time, paying for their meals, their room service, each and every single day. And meanwhile, the people in office at that time, the Biden administration, were saying this was not a problem.
And you were showing the entire, from the source to where they're going, the whole food chain here.
Exactly. And so I actually met a lady at the border. I got down her WhatsApp number. I was like, well, this is horrible that you're here. Like, this is super sad. You left your whole entire family. Like, how can I help you? I gave them some money and gave the kid like the clothes off my back because they had nothing. And then the next day she texted me. She's like, oh, I'm in New York City. I said, how are you in New York City? And so I actually went and tracked them down and met up with them. And they kind of told me everything. And then I started to see all these migrants at the New York City migrant hotels, the Trinidad Arago gangs. And I was familiar with them because they were in Chile as well, the Trinidad Arago gangsters. And so I kind of understood like a little bit what was going on. And from then I just kept making videos for the past 2.5 years, every single week, about what's been happening from protests to the election to the open borders.
So it seems like 5 years, but you've been active about 2.5, 3.
Yeah, I've been making YouTube videos since I was 15. And
yeah, didn't I know about you before or something?
Yes, I think maybe I had seen some stuff from like January 6th or something like that, maybe. Because I had been doing like stuff on politics before, but you couldn't make videos on politics in 2020 and 2019.
You're being censored.
You're being censored. Your channel would be not demonetized. It was, there was no point in making political content.
And what was some of your inspirations to get involved back then?
Honestly, you were one of them. I remember watching you and Joe Rogan, and I always, then you were talking about all this corruption and stuff. And from then, I kind of just knew something was going on. And
that means a lot to me, because a lot of people say that. But and I'm just trying to get other smart people to not do what I tell them to do, but just do something. And you've done it. So great job.
Yeah, you're definitely one of them. And you do say some crazy stuff, but you have so much passion and you know what is going on, and you've been proven right so many times. And people don't want to talk about that.
Well, I wish I wasn't. Well, they got you to deal with now, and that's something that feels really good. There weren't as many people back 8 years ago doing this. And so I got targeted, spending class with the CIA, the DOJ, to be taken out, destroyed. And so they would have sometimes thousands of articles a day, hundreds of TV programs a week. But I love the fact they thought that, oh, just get Alex Jones. Now they got Elon Musk and Nick Shirley and thousands of other prominent people. I mean, you're right up at the top. But, I mean, you just, with your work ethic, are nailing it. I mean, every week, tens of millions of views, investigative reports, sometimes so much stuff I can't even keep track of. But I said 50 big things you broke the last 2.5, 3 years? Or, I mean, how many stories? Because I know there's kind of big blocks of stories, main topics. Well, you probably covered 7, 8 big topics.
Yes. I mainly focus on probably about 5 to 7 topics. And then the stories I've broken from there, I mean, just talk about like the border stuff that I broke that nobody knew was happening, from that to the fentanyl crisis that people knew was happening, but nobody knows how bad it
is. So have you ever counted it up? Is it hundreds of things you broke, or how many?
Oh, definitely. Like over the course of these past 2.5 years, I've uploaded over 100 and something videos.
Because I'm always seeing stuff that's old that I didn't even know you did.
Yeah, that was the great thing too. Like people like, oh, Nick's Minnesota video is his first one, but no, I have been working each and every single week for more than 2 years.
And that was definitely the biggest. I mean, that became the top story for months, and had ICE go there. And
well, that became the biggest story ever. A video's never reached that amount of people.
And again, why can't Fox News do that? Why can't CNN?
They won't do it simply because, one, I think that kind of work ethic has been gone from independent journalists, or from journalists in general. They don't really want to go and put that work in. And for instance, when I go make a video, it's me, my camera, I bring someone with me, usually a family member, whether it's my mom or my brother. A lot of times it's my mom. She comes and helps me a lot. Or I'll bring like a cousin or a friend to come hold the camera.
That's awesome.
And then I go and take that footage, I go and edit it. So I have complete control of the edit. And from there, I'm able to go and distribute it. Most people don't have that work ethic because people don't understand how hard it actually is to make a video.
But since then, you've learned to sell T-shirts and stuff to get a little bit of security and a little bit more help, which you deserve a whole army behind you, but you're still mom and pop.
Yeah, like I like it that way because I've brought other
people. I like your quality learning, Learing Center.
The quality Learning Center hoodie. It's pretty amazing to think that Somalians thought they could just.
And they're trying to pass the. Because I want to get into you all the new stories and things.
Yes.
But we don't spend enough time. Like, now people are like, who's this Nick Shirley guy? They're jealous. Just showed up yesterday, and he's the top story. No, he didn't just show up yesterday. I remember following some of the stuff when I think you were in high school, whenever you first started, you were doing activist stuff. So, I mean, we've been following you. You are an overnight success story of 5, 6 years of hard work, which they could duplicate if they got up to their ass. Now, I've kind of watched your formula, and I'm guessing you just developed it as you research. You already know about a story. You know about something being reported. You go find the local activist experts that have credibility. They're like your Lewis and Clark Native American guides. They can then go and help you and take you around, and then you guys get attacked and threatened, and you know, and like James O'Keefe, people get beat up and whatever. I mean, this is not easy. This is a man's game. A lot of women involved, but it's a rough game. Is that an accurate way of how you do this?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. For instance, the Minnesota video, I knew about that fraud, but I can only, since I'm making a video each and every single week, I can only put so much effort towards a video or to like the investigation per se. But that man David had all the information, and he came to me, and I rely heavily upon my followers and upon the people inside these communities to actually get the truth. And that's kind of like why people have lost trust in the media, because people don't actually go to the source to get the truth. And so I'll talk with like the ordinary American and get the story from them, because they're the ones actually being affected from that. So that plays a huge part into it. Then for instance, like this New York City flushing video in Queens, I knew about that fraud. I did all the research on the fraud, and I wouldn't hit it by myself. But when I get to there and I go to New York City, I start talking to the locals, and then from there, the story kind of unravels. If you watch that video, from the get-go, I go to one daycare, and they were actually not committing fraud. They were being defrauded by the other daycares that were stealing their clients while they were trying to operate a legal business. And so they spilled all the information on them, on all
the daycares. People forget. These fraudulent businesses hurt everybody else.
Oh, yes.
They don't just steal taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm. And so from there, I was able to go and find out what were the actual fraudulent daycares. And there's a big thing with these fraudsters. The ones that are usually committing the fraud, they start like rejecting you right off the way. If they have nothing to hide, they would be more than happy.
Like a real business in the middle of the day, you have the door open.
Yes.
You know, right when you show up and it's all, it's like a, sometimes whole business centers are all closed and then it's the same people.
Yes. And especially if you provide them with the numbers that they provide to the government and you ask them just simply on these numbers, they should be more than happy to say, oh yeah, this is how we did that.
Yeah, you'll go show a P.O. box and others do it as well. And it's like 20 million's going here a year, 18 million's going here, and then there's no clients.
No. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And so getting back to your first question, you asked me about how much money I have saved America. Well, the money's in the hundreds of billions. The fraud that I've exposed is around, at this point, $600 million. But that's me only going to a few locations and getting that. If I were to spend an entire day in, for instance, California, in the hospice fraud, for instance, I exposed around 100, I think it was 170 million. But by exposing that $170 million, it actually exposed a few billion dollars.
Well, no, exactly. And then what's it up to in Minnesota now? Like 20-something billion?
Yeah, it's that fraud they've been committing has been going on for years, so it's upwards of $10 to $20 billion.
Yeah, yeah. And I noticed the detractors who are jealous, and the left just wants to kill you. They'll go, "Hey, he went to 100 businesses and only found 160 million or whatever, Minnesota. You know, actually, the thing says billions. Why did he find that? You're going to where it's at, that the lowest level in crime investigation. You start right where it's happening. Where are they? He's like, he's covering up 160 million. It's billions. No, you're the one that got it all going, of course, to expose it all and have the estimates. But you're going shop to shop, business to business, showing where it's actually happening, that nobody's there. And then these people all criticize you. And I'm not to defend you. It's this pathetic armchair quarterback thing where you're literally the gladiator with the most kills, or like a World War II ace with like, you know, a 50 Messerschmitt stickers on the side of the plane you shot down. And they're sitting there with their thumb up their ass saying, well, Hitler's got thousands of Messerschmitts. Why did Shirley only shoot down 100?
It is like, actually,
what's wrong with you, Chuck Yeager?
It is actually crazy. And so, like,
they do it to me too. It's like, what? You need to do more, Jones. I'm like, oh yeah.
It's actually hilarious. They want me to solve like all the world problems at this point. It's very funny. They're like, well, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you covering this? I've made three of these videos that have exposed hundreds of billions of dollars in total. I've actually changed how the government operates in ways where you didn't even have, for instance, in Treasury, you only had X amount of engineers working to kind of track our payments. Well, since that video's happened, they've hired over 250 engineers inside of Treasury, which wasn't even happening.
Look at grassroots investigators have been proven right about Georgia. Now there's hundreds of FBI agents on it. I mean, it's happening.
Yes, it's been happening for years, and especially underneath Biden. They pretty much just opened the floodgates to all fraud, and they tried to censor anybody who exposed that fraud. In Minnesota, they had whistleblowers that were telling them about this fraud for years. Tim Walz denied them, called them racist, called them Islamophobic. In fact, when I exposed the fraud,
Tim Walz releases rapists and pardons, you know, child molesters.
Yeah, he's evil. Like, he's straight up evil. He's an evil human being, and he supports evil people as well. And that's what's been great about me exposing this fraud. Is I also exposed the politicians and the media that have been supporting the fraudsters.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I mean, we got another 30 minutes coming up. I want to get into what you're currently doing, but I just see in a lot of interviews, and I get it. You're always on this big story, and never really, hey, this is what you've been doing.
Yes, because it takes so much time, so much work to get into these videos, and now people expect so much from me as well, which is great. Like, I'm happy to bear that responsibility. I'm happy it's me, not anyone else, because I don't think many other people could take that responsibility.
Well, what's crazy is, I mean, I think it's conservative when I say thousands. I mean, hundreds of people from around the country went to Minnesota after you did, and while you were still there. I saw them doing a great job and exposing a lot of stuff, but then some of them still are doing it. But there's not a lot of staying power now, like Anthony Rubin and Muckrake and other groups that have been around as long as you were longer, they keep doing it. But it's just strange how some people kind of pop in and pop out, which is great. In fact, if somebody out there just wants to go investigate one big thing of fraud and put it on YouTube or X a few times, that's great. Count on others. But there needs to be more people like you and people need to support what you're doing, true independent journalism, because you can't expect corruption to be exposed if there's not lights on the cockroaches.
Yeah, 100%. And it is very dangerous. like Elon was extremely right when he said the fraudsters complained the loudest. When I exposed that fraud in Minnesota, they were doing press conferences for the Somalians to try and cover their fraud. Now it just comes out that the largest daycare in Minnesota that was government funded, it was 100% fraudulent. The lady just pled guilty.
Well, remember the houses or the buildings with the fake autism things and the fake daycare and the, you know, fake rideshare and all that? Notice they would have, the number was to the governor.
Yes, the number literally went back to the office of Tim Walz. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, that's why when they, like, I don't know how Tim Walz hasn't been arrested yet. Or I don't know how he has been proven guilty, because he was so complicit in this.
Then they get the campaign money, their families are hired. And then, of course, you have the attorney general up there coming after everybody.
Yes, Keith Ellison. It's very interesting, his involvement, too. I mean, he literally has videos. There's wires of him talking. Like, he's been wiretapped a few times, it sounds like. Audios of him talking about him working with these fraudsters. And then you have
Ilhan Omar. Does it in group conference calls. And he's like, oh, you're being investigated for fraud. I'll shut that down next week.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're just being this massive cover-up game. And they're trying to do everything they can to not get charged. Like, that's why Tim Walz dropped out of re-election.
Now, as bad as Minnesota is, the big kahuna is California, Illinois, and New York, right?
Yes. California, like, it's so massive there because it's such a massive state. So many people and so much money goes to California. For instance, Alex, they have this thing called Medi-Cal. It's their Medicaid program. And Medi-Cal, in, I think, 2022, their budget was $108 billion. 2026, it is $222 billion. Mm-mm-mm. The enrollment has only gone up by 1%, not wow. even 1%. So you have $100 billion difference right there. And I'm willing to say that $100 billion of that's fraudulent.
Now, notice at first when you and others and O'Keefe were exposing stuff, the governor acts like he's for investigating it. But now we know he's been wiretapped. It's leading back to him and Pelosi.
Yes, and now they're creating legislation to try and make it illegal to expose fraud.
The Stop Nick Shirley Act.
Yes. The attorney general's wife, Mia Bonta, has created this bill called AB 2624. It's been dubbed the Stop Nick Shirley Act because it was only created after I'd exposed widespread fraud in the Somali population and the Armenian population in L.A. And they use immigrant communities. This is what I don't understand about the left is the politicians they support use immigrants, and they use low-income individuals. They use them to commit their crimes, and they use them for votes, obviously.
Well, they're cutouts, and I mean, that goes back a long time, because if people don't play ball, they can deport them.
Yeah.
And also, they're usually disadvantaged, so that's something they've done for over 100 years.
Yeah, they've been doing it forever, and now they want to specifically make it illegal to expose fraud inside of immigrant communities, or anybody that's provide support towards immigrants.
When I read the bill, let's come back. Maybe we can pull up a section, but you show it in one of your reports. I actually played the start of this hour. And it just point blank says, if you go show a public building, if you go talk about them, and they give you notice, you have $4,000 fine, all this other stuff. It literally bans investigative journalism. Hour number three, straight ahead with the mighty Nick Shirley, at Nick Shirley on X. Find him on YouTube. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call, and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900, and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground, they dig their tunnels, they drive it to the refinery, they melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3-5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day at what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.